chapter 12, verses 6 and 7 says, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows." Great reminder that our Heavenly Father knows us and takes care of us. Friends, so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday worship here on this 11th day of August 2019. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and Sunday worship, this program here, is a program that really kind of prepares our minds and our hearts on the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and really today is no different. Let's start things off this half hour with the All Souls Orchestra, and Here I Am to Worship, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Here I am to worship, here I am to love them, here I am to say that you're mine.
friend, I hope you are having a wonderful weekend. This is Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and Galatians chapter 3, verse 11 says, "Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith." Faith. You know, somebody said one time, stress makes you believe that everything has to happen right now. Faith reassures us that everything will happen in God's timing.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross that Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on whom was laid, here in the death of Christ I
You're listening to Sunday Worship. Try lifting up that beautiful name of Jesus today. Happy Sunday. It's Joey with you. This is a program called Sunday Worship, and you can connect with us on social media. Yeah, you got some time tonight or this week. Just search for Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. And for the 20th anniversary of Larry King Live, Barbara Walters interviewed the man who became famous for interviewing others. And she asked him direct and revealing questions. Two of the most telling responses came when she probed about fear and faith. And Barbara Walters asked Larry King, "What is your greatest fear?" And he immediately replied, "Death." This interview occurred back in 2005 when he was on the very top of his career. And he had much to lose, but none of that mattered compared to the fear of death. And her follow-up question was, "Do you believe in God?" And Larry King stated, "I'm not sure. I'm an agnostic." Friend, regardless of our success or status, if we are uncertain about God, we will most assuredly be fearful of death. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ reminds us that fear of death dissolves when we walk with the one who walked out of that grave.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and the glory forever, amen.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart and seek you first. I want to seek you. I want to seek you first. I want to keep you. I want to keep you first. Let me hear your voice, and in the midst of pain, let me feel your joy. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I speak a word, I will bring my heart and seek you.
I hope that you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. This is Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Pray that you're having yourself just a blessed morning, a great start to our Sunday. And back in 2008, which was a while back ago, honestly, if you think about it, there were 4,000 books published on the subject of happiness. And just a few years earlier, in 2000, only 50 books were published on the subject of happiness, and it has only increased over time. And friend, there is only one book that talks about true happiness, true joy, and that is the Word of God, where we get to know the joy giver, where we get to know the heart of Almighty God. To read the Word of God is to know His heart and His character.
Jesus, let
It's a group called Rocket Town Chorus. Isn't that a pretty song? I love it. It's called You Are My All and All. Friend, I pray that you are blessed by today's program of Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. I pray that it's just, it was edifying to you. It encouraged you here on this Sunday. You can always drop me a note. I always enjoy hearing from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday. Yeah, be sure to have a pot of coffee next to you as well for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. I pray that you enjoy the rest of your weekend.